This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what do we get for number five?
We've got the moon, and not only is the planet, well, not the planet, celestial body, and not only is that trending, but it's trending because there are feces on the moon, 96 bags of human waste to be exact. And when we went to the moon like 50 years ago, people, you know, pooped on the moon. That's what you do. And it was in bags. And now people are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We got to go back to the moon and collect that stuff because there's a lot of bacteria in the moon or on the poop. There's 1,000 microorganisms that live in the human gut that could be on there. And we need to go back up there and see if the moon can sustain microbiotic life and also probably remove it so that in a billion or so years, it doesn't like start a new life form on the moon, or maybe just leave it up there and see what happens. But it's interesting because there's 96 bags up there, and people are kind of like, whoa, what's going on? Is there going to be life up there in a couple of years?
There's life already, and it's poop men from the moon.
Poop men. But the thing is, I don't know. So the moon has always been assumed to be completely lifeless, like no supporting of life whatsoever, obviously. But I think we're going to go back up there and they're going to be like, yeah, all these bacteria just frozen solid. It's pretty cold out in space. I don't think there's going to be poop men running around in a couple billion years.
How do you know? Maybe it's going to warm up little bit and it's going to be poop men and they're going to be like our children. What is that? I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they'll be do you think they'll be friendly? You think they'll be mad at us or do you think they'll be
They'll
nice?
Be mad, but we'll also be their gods.
That's
we're their
true.
Creators,
We own the poop people.
Oh, that is so gross. I mean, did they just were like, okay, we're just going to dump all our poop, like our bags.
Yeah.
Is it urine too, or is it just poop? I imagine everything,
that's
right?
That's a good cue. I think, yeah, there probably is urine. There's actually some pretty interesting but very educational diagrams about the proper technique with such bag. And it's interesting. You know, you just kind of put the bag up there and do your biz. And then, yeah, I don't know why they, I mean, I guess there was probably not a lot of space on the spacecraft to carry feces, but, you know, you pack it in, you pack it out. That's kind of the backpacker's manifesto there. You go into the wilderness, you bring it out with you unless, you know, you dig a big hole. So, I don't know. We shouldn't be littering on the moon is my two cents.
Yeah, I think littering on the moon was really bad. But then again, what was it, like the 60s? So it's understandable.
Right. Littering was chill back then.
Yeah, yeah, it was. But we're going to have poop men in 50 years. It's here.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'd like them to go back. You know, Vice President Mike Pence said we got to go back to the moon in like 5 years. I don't think that was related to the poop people, but it'll be interesting to see if the bacteria was able to survive. I'm intrigued.
It would be really weird if they took rock samples and they're like, why are these microbes all over the place? And it's our poop children.
Oh, man, that's good radio right there.
What do we get for number four?
Number four, we've got the Impossible Whopper, and that's because Burger King announced this vegetarian take on their, you know, classic Whopper burger. So it's made with the Impossible Patty, which is a vegetarian patty. They announced it on Monday, which was April Fool's Day, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, spoiler alert. But, like, come on, who is doing PR for Burger King? You can't launch something that people can assume could potentially be an April Fool's Day joke on April Fool's, whatever. It's a vegetarian burger. It's going to be in 59 locations right now. And it's not the first fast food chain to like go vegetarian, but it is kind of like the biggest splash. Apparently a couple years ago, Carl's Jr. did like a Beyond Famous Star, which was a vegetarian version of their famous sandwich. But yeah, the Impossible Burger, I know you're going to have a hot take on this because you hate anything vegetarian, whatever. I love Impossible Burgers. I think this is awesome. I'm super stoked on Burger King. Good for you.
Wait, so it's real?
It's 100% real. Yeah, it wasn't a joke. It was real. I don't know why they did it on April 4th, but it's 100% real.
That was bad. They should have did it on April 2nd, right? They should have. Why did they do it on
Or literally any other day of the year.
They're like, this is the day. Out of all the days in the year, we're going to do it April 1st, and we're going to bring out the Impossible Whopper.
It blows my mind, but I don't really have a lot of ground to stand on because Google actually launched Gmail on April 1st, 15 years ago.
Really?
So again, like, people, you got to stop. Yeah. And people thought it was a joke because we were offering so much storage, whatever. We don't need to talk about that. But yeah, PSA to all the brands out there, don't launch anything on April 1st. People aren't going to think that it's serious, especially when it's something like a vegetarian patty on a historically extremely meat-driven franchise.
You know what? White Castle's has a veggie burger.
Right.
And so that's why I was thinking it's not new. It's not new, but I guess the Whopper, it's flame broiled. Will this be flame broiled too? Like, is it going to taste the same? I'm just curious.
I mean, flame broiled is just like a marketing ploy. Like, they're cooking, like, that just means they're cooking it on a flame.
I hope it tastes similar at least because it's called a Whopper and I do love my Whoppers.
Yeah, you're going to try it?
I'm going to try it. Why not?
It's back good. But you have to go into it with the mindset that, like, this isn't. It's going to be slightly different, so don't go in being like, it's going to taste exactly like meat. Everything is meat. Everything's the same except for it's vegetarian. It's not. Got to have an open mind. It tastes a little bit different. Texture's a little bit different. But overall, I am pro Impossible Burger. I think it's delish.
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
Hey, just have an open mind here, all right? That's all I ask.
Oh, okay. For you, Justin, I'll do it.
Thank you.
What we get for number three?
Yeah, we got April Fool's Day, which we were just talking about. That was on Monday. There's some funny stuff. You know, Justin Bieber, like, faked pregnancy with his wife, and people got mad about that. And then McDonald's released a McPickle, which is a joke. Google did some stuff. We added Snake to Maps, which is funny. I don't know. April Fool's, it's just so much harder to prank people now because everybody on the internet just constantly knows everything that's happening. And so maybe you can, like, there was a couple headlines that kind of got me, and then all of a sudden you're just like, no. Dude, one time back in college, I sent my parents an expulsion letter from my college with, like, letterhead and made it super official, and I told them that I got kicked out of school, and they were pretty sad about that, so that was probably my best April Fool's joke that I ever did.
Oh, that's kind of mean, though, and that actually brings me, like, I was just thinking, a lot of the April Fool's jokes are actually kind of mean, because I was thinking about how some people take donuts and they'll fill them up with mustard instead of custard, right?
Oh, dude, it's so, like, that is bad. Or, like, toothpaste in Oreos.
Yeah.
Like, no. See, that's, like, not funny. That's not creative. That's not interesting. That's just, like, purely mean. I feel like if you put some work into something and do it with a creative angle that is purely funny, that doesn't cause them any bodily harm, I'm all for it. I think pranking stuff is hilarious.
But then if it's on April 1st, I don't know. We need to change the day. I know everything is a joke on April 1st, like the Impossible
Nothing
Whopper.
Got you at all? Nothing,
no.
Even for a second?
No, I. You know why I'm so cynical? I'm going to sit there and be like, everything is satire right now. I don't believe the headlines. And if it carries over the next day, then I believe it. But, you know, I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh my God, this is so real. It's like, no, April 1st, you're not getting me.
There was a couple things that I read, and then all of a sudden I was like, wait. But, like, okay, so you know that canyon in L.A. that everybody hikes to and takes Instagram photos on, Runyon Canyon?
Yeah.
There was an article that was like, Sundays this summer, Runyon Canyon closed, only open for Instagram influencers. And for a second I was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? And then it set in. But I, like, that kind of stuff, like, it did get me, even though I know it's April 1st.
Oh, yeah, the headline, because they get you with that emotional first, the emotional stunt,
right.
Boom.
Exactly.
I don't know. We need to change the dates, though, so I can be surprised. April 3rd.
Switch it up every single year.
Yeah.
Then, like, you got to be on your toes.
Exactly. See, that is smart. That is smart. Then you'll never know. You'll never know. Just the whole month of April is just one big joke.
Yeah. Boom. All right. I like that.
What we get for number two?
Well, we got a new Mason making headlines here. This time it's a Louisiana teen, Mason Andrews. This dude is the youngest pilot to ever solo circumnavigate the globe. Did this back in October, 76 days, and he was 18 years and 163 days old. at the time, and he flew on, I don't really know what kind of plane this is, but it was a Piper PA-32 Lance, if that means anything to anybody. But apparently there was some sketchy stuff. There was a 10.5-hour sandstorm over Saudi Arabia, got stuck in the Philippines by some typhoons. And so, yeah, flew around the world, which sounds pretty fun.
That's incredible. Did he have to train for any of this?
I mean, I'm sure he did. You got to figure out how to fly the freaking plane. Yeah, I don't know. But I guess, so he did it in October, but he just got the accolade officially in the Guinness Book of World Records. And so people are trying to figure out who the heck this dude is. But I don't know, guy's apparently writing a book right now, which is cool. And I don't know, man. It just seems really, really interesting.
It is interesting.
76 days.
76 yeah. days. Well, I wonder what he did on those days. Like, do you just, you know, does he land and be like walk around for a little bit, or does he get right back into the air?
Yeah, maybe refuel, do a couple jumping jacks, stretch out the legs.
I hope so.
He also raised $30,000 for Med Camps of Louisiana, which runs free summer camps for children who have disabilities or illnesses. So, wow, are you jealous that this Mason is maybe kind of doing bigger stuff than you? Like, are you going to fly a plane now?
I am not going to fly a plane. I'm going to let him have his moment, because that Mason right. is pretty awesome. That is some awesome stuff to do. And I'm just proud that the Masons are doing stuff.
That is so true. I mean, he doesn't have a show. He doesn't have a sweet show on the radio. So
that's right. That's right.
But arguably, you're winning the Mason race.
No, it's okay. I want us all to win. Every Mason out there is doing incredible things. If every Mason is listening to this, you're incredible. It's okay. You're going to do big things.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. I think that old saying, a rising tide lifts all Masons. So one small step for Mason Andrews, one giant leap for Masons around the world.
Mason kind.
Yep.
What do we get for number one?
We got a sad one, and it is the death of rapper Nipsey Hussle, who was shot outside of his clothing store. He was only 33 years old, and it was interesting to see the response, because, you know, everybody always turns to Google when a prominent figure in society dies to understand the legacy they leave behind and who they were as a person. And, you know, I didn't know a ton about Nipsey. I had heard his music a little bit. He was nominated for an Emmy this past year. But I didn't really understand, and I wasn't really aware of his contributions to society and what he did in his community and all the different professional athletes that had ties to him. You know, Russell Westbrook had a triple-double with 20-20 and 20 this past week, and, you know, dedicated that performance to Nipsey, and basically every single NBA team, it seems like, is warming up to his music and everybody's making tributes to him. But it's sad, you know, he was shot outside of his clothing store. And, you know, he's doing a lot of good work trying to kind of empower the African-American community within Crenshaw, where he grew up. Yeah, a bit of a pretty sad number one trend this week.
Yeah, I actually never heard of him before or his music, but he ran in really big circles. This guy, he was business partners even with Jay-Z. I was like, wow, like, I should have known this guy.
Yeah, I think it was because, you know, he kind of let his actions speak louder than kind of his other things within his life. Like, he was working really hard behind the scenes to empower the communities that he was involved in, and most of the time I feel like people don't get recognition for that. But yeah, he collabed with Drake and worked with Jay-Z and did a lot of stuff with some really prominent artists. Nipsey, he's great. I was listening to his music this week. I hadn't really listened to a lot of his stuff, but it's good. It's great.
Yeah, I thought one of the really coolest things is that he had a building where, like an office, where he let the community come and use it as their office. So if they didn't have a place to do meetings, or they didn't have a place to just to show people around, they could use this as their office. And it was like a community thing. He really did a lot of stuff for the community. And I'm not even sure why anybody wanted to shoot him. He looked like he didn't have any enemies at all.
Right. No, I agree. I know he's doing great stuff in the community. Yeah, I heard that he like bought a strip mall and like was revitalizing that. He was investing in this elementary school in South LA. Yeah, I don't know. I know it does seem very odd. I don't know why anybody would want to harm such a great dude.
Yeah, it's pretty senseless. What did we get for the YouTube video of the week?
We've got Ariana Grande and her new music video, Monopoly, which has already been viewed like millions of times because Grande is just massive. But I don't know, the music video kind of gave me a little bit, almost 12 million views right now. Kind of gave me a little bit of, like, I don't know, motion sickness. It's just like so much editing, constant shot. And the song was kind of whatever. I think it was funny because they, like, I don't know, they like had weird memes in it, and like weird words that she was deflecting. I don't know. It was a very odd music video. I'm not sure I was the biggest fan, but man, I am stoked on Grande going to Coachella next week. And God, she is great. I am super stoked to see her.
I don't know. I'm still kind of miffed about her licking the donut. I can't let it go.
Oh, true. Man, you will never forget that. Really.
I will not, because she said Americans were fat. And I'm like, what? That donut girl. What about that donut?
Man, you are the Grande donut police.
I know, I am. It's like, wee woo. It's like, hold on. Ariana Grande, you think you're having a good day? Girl, what about that donut?
Yeah, not so fast. Wow, you're right. All right, well, yeah, that does kind of taint my view of her as well. What did she do? She, like, licked the donut and
put it back?
Yeah, she
just licked it. No, she didn't even lick it. She didn't even touch it. She just put her head on the counter, stuck her tongue out, and was like, meow, and then that was it. And it was like, why did you do that? But anyways, to the music video, because I didn't like it either. It was like weird emojis. What is this? And it looked like they were just saving money for, I guess, her other music videos, because they gave her and this chick, Victoria, they gave them a camera and was just like, here, just go crazy in front of the camera and have fun. And that was it. It was really weird.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. I know. It was kind of like, it looked like a fan from Instagram just made this edit for them and then sent it back to them. And they're like, oh my God, it's great. Yeah, it's cool. Like, it's like a nice departure from the norm. But again, it's just too much editing. I honestly was getting motion sickness watching it this morning. It's like, dude, chill out.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. But again, I think she's just saving the money, and she's going to use the money from this video and put it onto another video. So the next video she puts out is going to be like blowout grand slam kind of stuff. And it's because she just used emojis on this one.
Right. I think that makes a lot of sense. I'm honestly kind of a new Grande fan, so I'm trying to navigate the Grande universe. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, she probably will blow it out of the water with the next one. I mean, she's great. There's no denying it.
Okay, you could be the trailblazer for the Ariana Grande fan base. I don't know. I'll be over here on the sidelines watching, but you know,
right.
I will never forget the donut.
If she publicly apologized, would you take that apology?
Absolutely, but I know she's lying.
Wow.
It's okay. It's okay. I think she already has apologized for it, honestly.
What about a personal apology to you?
No, I don't want a personal apology. The donut needs that apology.
Too much.
Not me. The donut needs it. Every donut in America needs to be apologized to. Like, how could you do that?
It's so true. Yeah, no. All right. I like your passion.
Passion for donuts. What's wrong with me?
No, you're standing for something. That's what we need.
All right, Justin, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, always a pleasure to talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.